Hey there, kids. It's me, Oni the Unicorn. And I'm here to tell you that f***ing your dreams ain't cheap. In fact, it costs a f***ing ton of cash to do. So that's why me and the Oh No Radio Show need your help. Just go to the website displayed below and hit us up with some cash, yo. $1, $5, f*ck, $1 million if you have it to spare. Any amount is appreciated. Well, I gotta go because these dreams ain't gonna f*ck themselves. See ya!
No!
No! God, please, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And now.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Oh, hell no!
You are listening to the Oh, No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
So your boy may or may not have to make an apology tonight. Just say it. Edition, episode 620 of the Oh No Radio Show. My name is Owen, fresh from Texas. I am a Texas man now. Texas.
Did you get a cowboy hat?
I did all the Texas stuff. You'll hear about it here on the show. I am the captain of this shit ship, and along with me tonight, as always, my good friend Ty from the Great White North survived the blizzards. I hear you're.
Yeet.
What? How many feet of snow are we looking at, Ty?
So that's the crazy thing with blizzards and fucking weather up here. But all in all, I think it was like a foot, a little more than a foot.
Pussy snow.
It didn't turn out the way we expected it, but it was like the mass fear of like, oh, it's a blizzard. Oh,
is it like when we get a low-level hurricane down here and it's like not that big of a deal, kind of? Like, yeah.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah, this one. Like, well, it could have gone either way, but yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. And with us also, he's had a couple drinks tonight. He's chilling. He seems like he's in a good mood. Hey. He seems like he's you know, ready to go, roaring ready. He is my mustache muse, and his name is Mike B. How are you, Mike?
Only two things come from Texas, Owen. That's steers and queers, and you don't look like you have horns.
I don't think you can say that these days, Mikey.
I was quoting a movie.
What movie is that actually from? I know
Full
that.
Metal Jacket.
I know the quote. Yeah, I just don't know the movie. But yes.
We're queer positive now, Owen. I can address you. It's cool to be queer. You're not a steer.
That's true.
Which I assume is another queer term for a specific body type or activity set.
It's interesting as I was talking about it with some people in Texas, and I'm like, so what is there here? What is it?
They tell you steers and homosexuals?
They left the queers part out, but
they just said steers?
They pretty much did. They were like, there's cows. Do you like cows? We got a lot of them. And I was like, I could tell. I didn't see any actual animal cows. I saw a lot of man cows. I saw a lot of female cows. Very large people.
Are they just built big in Texas?
They certainly are. And you know what? Honestly, most people, in fact, I didn't really meet anybody rude in Texas. I was expecting, you know, like, oh, city boy.
Your feelings. This is Trump's America.
Then again,
all right.
Then again, I didn't venture too far. I ventured 2 miles from my Gaylord Palms or Gaylord Texas resort. So I didn't really... You know, I didn't see many cows because I was just, you know, at a hotel.
They didn't put you at a Lone Star Inn or a...
Were you in the city? Where were you?
Very localized hotel?
It was a Gaylord. It was the Gaylord Texas or something that they called it. The Cowboy Gaylord.
Well, they don't like that one anyways. They don't stay there.
They tried as hard as they could to not have... a building called the Gaylord built in their town, but the money was just worth more than the cows at the end of the day. Ty, you had something to say because you've been to Texas. You've been to Texas a couple times.
Yeah, I have a fair amount of Texas experience, but I gotta say, I think that's where my the beginning of my hatred of ranch came from was Texas,
like the dressing ranch.
Fuck ranch. I'm sick of ranch being everywhere.
I'm not a ranch guy.
I hate ranch.
I'm not a ranch.
Fuck you, ranch.
You know what?
Get out of here.
We're the three of us on this show. We are team fuck ranch. I appreciate that. We're fully blue cheese. We've always been blue cheese when it comes
with, to the fullest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Texas was a good time.
Wait, did you go to a bar?
Yeah. Went to a biker bar, actually. You can smoke.
Did you have to sign up?
No, you can. Dude, I almost did. They were cool. Like, I wanted to party with these guys. They had a black guy in their biker gang. I was like, these guys are really progressive. They're with the times. So I was like, I'd join this gang, and they were accepting. They were nice in their biker bar. You can smoke in there. You can't,
that's kind of sick.
Yeah, you can't smoke in no bars down here anymore. But yeah, it was like full smoking. Like if you didn't smoke, they were like, get out.
No, the
get
ones
out,
you
pussy.
Can, the ones you can smoke in, you don't even want to fucking be in.
That was the one I was in, and you know what? I was actually pretty cool. Now I gotta also say this. It was in this little town called Grapevine, Texas. So the biker bar was on a really quaint main street. You know how they like make up all these old towns now? They like rejuvenate them and like, you know, like Winter Garden. Yeah, it was like down there. There was a wine bar next to it. So it wasn't that rough and ready. But
Cowboy's got a sensitive side now.
Yeah.
That's where the wife goes.
It was next to a store that had a $10,000 lamp in the window. So
that's sick though. That's a walk by piece.
That is. You put it on the front of your bike, carry it home for your old lady, you know? that's what I'm saying. But no, Texas is what Texas is. It was hell getting out of here and hell getting back. I had a 4-hour delay leaving the state. Thankfully, I got the message while I was still in bed and just didn't leave the airport for the airport until 4 hours later. So that really kind of was fine. But then on the way back, six and a half hour delay, right? But thankfully, okay, so slept in as long as I could at the hotel, but hotels being hotels, they got to kick you out at like 11 o'clock. So I'm like,
you're supposed to leave now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, damn it. So I'm like, I got nowhere else to go. Oh, I know what I'll do. Teresa told me about this before I left. She signed us up for this new super fancy travel credit card with Capital One. It's called the Venture X, right?
And, we aren't getting money right now, are we?
And
I swear to God, if you're hawking Venture X capital cards, I'm going to be fucking pissed, Owen.
I'm not saying what deals I've made or what haven't I made in the time that I was gone.
Credit card sellout, bro. You didn't even let us get in on the read.
You're telling me that you wouldn't take some Capital One monies?
I would, but I'd let you in on the fucking read so we can all get paid,
well,
bro.
It's my show. So I get the Capital One monies.
But this anyway, is part of a clause, though. Like, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, well, about 10 o'clock, I know I got to get to the hotel at 11. I'm like, 10 o'clock, all right, let me start like getting ready. I'll get out of here. So I leave the hotel about 10:30. I'm like, oh, you know what I should do? I should check.
At night?
No, in the morning. In the morning. Oh, okay. My flight was supposed to, I was supposed to leave for the airport at like 7 o'clock in the morning. So like I slept for a few more hours, but, you know, flight wasn't until like something like 3 o'clock in the afternoon eventually. Like that's when the flight eventually took off. But Teresa told me, he's like, yeah, we got this access to these airport lounge things now. So I'm like, ooh. Oh, wait a minute. So I get
which one?
So I'm looking it up.
Owen's gonna get lit to the point he can't leave the lounge.
So okay, funny you should mention.
Jesus Christ, Owen!
I find my terminal. I find like where it's at, and I start looking up the lounges. The best one is the Capital One Lounge. And it's literally in the same terminal, 5 minutes from my gate. Well, I'm like, well, I'm going to be there for the next 4 hours. Let's do this. So
I'm getting rewards.
I got all the rewards. I walked up to the bar and I'm like, complimentary everything, huh? And they're like, yep. And I'm like,
they looked him up and down in his fucking plaid trackie and they're like,
oh, who let this fucking guy in here? Yeah, pretty much.
Can we see your card, sir? And you're like, you pull it out, and they're like,
here you are. Give him my.
And she won't even make eye contact. She's like, what would you like to drink, sir?
What did you order?
I said, let's start with two mimosas, please. And that's where I Classic. Started. I think my death count on there was a good 10. It was a good solid 10 beers. Got a couple. I ate all the foods, free foods. I sat up my laptop at the bar. I was just straight up I was pretending I was international business travel man. I was making out like I was a big deal. I was like, oh yeah, I come to this lounge all the time, you know. I was like, this guy is my boy. I met the bartender and I was like, oh yeah, just make sure you tip Ricardo over there real well. And
Owen starts chatting people. They're gonna get him fucked. He's not gonna be up. They're gonna get kicked off the plane.
I'm hobnobbing, bro. I'm hobnobbing in my airport lounge, and as I tend to do now, and will be doing going forward everywhere that I travel.
I will be hobnobbing
in the finest of Capital One lounges. So that was.
I'm gonna call you out right now. What? I think you're a bad tipper.
Oh no, dude! I are you supposed to tip in there? Oh man,
complimentary. You have to tip.
Of course, I did. I left them a good solid $20 when I left.
I was guessing $6.
Now he did drink 15.
Yeah,
banquets. So it was only a little over a dollar a beer.
It was about there, but you know, it's fine. You know, I think I did all right. I got a couple of my other friends into the bar there. I can get two other people with me. So now after being there for an hour,
I want to start taking flights with you, bro.
Yeah, now I can get.
So we can get fucked up.
Yeah, we can just let's just take flights for no reason. We just go hang out in the lounge and then.
No, Owen. Anytime you go to take a flight, let's just go to the airport lounge like 5 hours early.
That's a problem. There's a problem with that. You need a boarding pass because you got to get through. It's on the other side of security. You need a boarding pass. Otherwise, I'd live at that lounge. That lounge was swank as fuck. Like, I'd be there. They had showers. They got little rooms that you can rent and go take a nap. Like, you can just basically just be like, yo.
They got the massage chair?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got massage chairs in there. I didn't use that. I was too happy at my space at the bar with my laptop and everything. I did some work. I did some invoicing, some real, you know, businessman type stuff. And then I got on the plane and came back here. One thing I did want to mention about Texas that I thought was interesting, right? Is,
Ranch.
So they're like, we have Mexicans here. But they got Mexicans. They got Mexicans there, right?
You can't
right?
help yourself. You just can't help yourself.
But I think there's this like unspoken rule in Texas that the classes don't. There is a divide. That they're fine with it, and that like they like we're gonna do our thing over here, us fat white people, and the occasional black guy in our biker gang, And then, like, all of the other, then the Mexicans and all of the El Salvadorians or wherever the hell they're from, they don't speak a lick of English, but they're fine with it because they've got their own society there. And I kind of want to infiltrate the real Mexican society now down in Texas.
Owen wants to be El Gringo Blanco.
Yeah.
The first white settler in this small Mexican community. Owen, do you ever think that they just might not want you to be there?
Who, the white people or the, or
either? Nope.
Or the Mexicans.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Though, them. Well, they might not want a gringo getting into their society.
Last I checked, this is America. And I just want to go and desegregate. I want to bring the people together, Mike. I want to desegregate the fat Texans from the Mexicans and have them all make awesome barbecue for me because that's what they do. They do that well down in Texas. I got to say that.
The barbecue. It depends on which region you go to.
It was all
there's well, a lot of Texas.
I tell you what, at the Gaylord, finest barbecue you'll ever fucking have.
Our good friend Samantha would like to know, Owen, are you going to colonize this community?
I mean, if they let me. Colonization usually doesn't abide by let me rules, but you know, I'll give it a hobnobby, you know, college try.
Oh,
all right.
That's what I just said. That's what I told Samantha. He is British, so it's kind of in his blood to colonize. The sun will never set on Owen Butler's empire.
Goddamn right, and it's going to be over the Mexican, burrito shack in Grapevine, Texas. That will be one of my next colonization points.
Where the fuck is Grapevine? Like,
I don't know. It's like 10 minutes outside of Dallas. I didn't look at a map.
Okay.
I didn't fucking, just curious. I don't care where I was. I was there to do a job and make that money and eat that sweet, sweet barbecue. And that's what I did. I came. I saw, I conquered. I had a good time at the airport lounge, and here we are.
My first entry into Texas was Big Fat Redneck Wedding Show, though. And like I got the real back end of some wild Texas.
See, I would be interested in that. Like that would be fun to me. Like your big fat wedding. What was it? Redneck wedding. What is it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Big fat redneck wedding.
That show you did, you were on or worked for. That sounds like actually a pretty good time. Some of the experiences.
It was great. I had a great time.
Didn't you get fucked up on moonshine all the time? Like,
dude, yes. Some of the best fucking wild moonshine you'll ever have in your life. Yeah. Yes. All over the country though. In the most redneck spots of everywhere.
What's the most rednecky of redneck spots real quick? Of all the ones you went to, Alabama, right? Had to be.
A little bit. I don't know, man. Alabama was kind of fun, though, too. Like, it's redneck, yeah. But, like, also great.
They're kind of the worst type of redneck, though, I feel like. They're. I feel like Texas step above than you know,
there's a Alabama. Certain spots in, like, West Virginia that are crazy.
They're mountain people. They're weirdos.
That's like hillbilly stuff.
Yeah. It's a different kind of redneck, but it's wild.
I don't like I like rednecks more than I like hillbillies, I think.
Hillbillies got a weird like wisdom charm that you don't understand. You're like, you're not smart, but you have wisdom. It doesn't make sense.
Chat room's asking if I got Tex-Mex. I did not once actually get Tex-Mex. I just got
at the Gaylord Palms. No Tex-Mex?
I just got the Tex, bro. I just went straight brisket.
Straight Tex.
It was brisket and ribs and mac and cheese every meal. It was great. It was awesome. Fucking beans.
I totally did
shit.
Get a cowboy hat from Texas too.
Although Owen, did you wear long sleeves the whole time you were there?
Yeah. I didn't want to show my British flag on my
That's
arm.
What yeah. I fucking thought. This motherfucker wasn't showing that Union Jack.
I put on the Polk County real thick, too. You know, like,
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you tell them, hey, we're, you know, I'm from Polk County.
Oh, I'm from the country. I'm just like you. You know, we got steers. We got a lot of cattle out by me, you know.
Just so you know, Owen, yeah. I did allow white hate speech honky to be allowed thrown around in our Twitch chat.
Oh, that's fine. Honky is totally fine. Yeah, honky.
I mean, they flagged it for discriminatory speech.
Oh, did they?
I let it go. I let it through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I appreciate you using your admin to do that. Wag. Yeah, yeah.
Wag. I was like, no, honky's cool. I'm cool with honky.
So I'm glad that Kyle Deuce is in the chat room right now, or he was, because I do have a slight apology to make. If you didn't tune in last week, Kyle Deuce was kind enough, knowing that I'm a wrestling fan. He got duplicates of a lot of wrestling signatures in one of these, you know, you do these like wrestle crates where they send you autographed, not 8x10s or whatever in the mail. And he was kind enough to say, hey, Owen would like these. I love that guy. Let me send him a package of these.
Can I be fair?
Then you're roasting.
I don't know why he loves you, because you beat the shit out of him verbally every time he does anything nice for us.
It's part of my love language, Mikey. It's part of how, you know I love you.
It's a thing.
Yeah, yeah. So he asked me for my address, gave my address. He wrote a package, or wrote the address on this package in a less than legible way. I'm surprised it ever even made it to me. And I made fun of it because it had pizza grease, apparently with taco grease all over it. It had duct tape all over it. And the handwriting looked like that of, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old child, toddler age, right?
So here we are with the recap.
Okay, yep. So here's where the apology comes in. So
is Owen here? Did someone get him a plate and a fork for this crow he's got to eat, please?
Well, you guys don't know the deal with this, because Kyle Deuce sends me a message the next day. He says, oh, great show. Thanks for the plug. Glad you like the autographs and everything. It's kind of funny that, you know, made fun of my package and everything. He's like, yeah, I can't really write too well now because of my Parkinson's.
God damn it, Owen.
Actually, no, thank you. It hits so much better now. That was, yeah.
Oh, Owen.
So kind.
Love you,
Jesus Christ.
I'm really sorry for making fun of your Parkinson's.
it's the most Owen that Owen could be right there.
He says he has Parkinson's. And
if he is not giving you, well, wait, when did he say it?
No, he told me that, but I do remember having a conversation.
Was it on April 1st?
No. I do remember us having a conversation a couple years ago, and he's like, yeah, my condition's getting worse. And I kind of forgot that he had Parkinson's. So I will allow the poor penmanship on the package, and I'm sorry for making fun of that. But everything else on the package was atrocious, and I don't think that
the man's allowed to have a taco. He's got Parkinson's.
Well, the duct tape and the taco grease and the
Parkinson's.
I mean, still,
you're being insensitive, Owen.
I'm just saying I'm sorry. What do you want from me? I'm saying I'm sorry.
I mean, maybe you should send him a package.
Okay, I'll address it real nice, too. It'll have calligraphy on it. It'll, like, you know, smell like roses when it opens. It'll
squiggle it. No, send it.
Make
like
it worse than his.
Make it worse than his. Try. I'll have
like,
to.
I got bad penmanship, too.
I can relate. My penmanship sucks, too.
Yeah, well, so I thought you guys would find that.
Relate to him, Owen. You have to relate to him.
Okay, I'll try. Send him my belt, my championship belt. Nah, that's not happening. That's not gonna happen. No,
Owen barely let me hold
it. I can't let someone with Parkinson's hold it. He's gonna drop it, isn't he? I can't. I'm not just about the.
I mean, he'll shake it up. He'll loosen all the leather.
I'll give him my old etch a sketch, and that'll be, you know.
Well, he'll never be able to draw anything.
I know. It's the sign of.
It'll be great. Yeah. You don't even know.
So yeah, there's my apology. I'm really, you know, sorry for that.
Recap. Small apology from Owen. Hey. I thought he was gonna actually give a.
That's pretty heartfelt. Nice, that was pretty heartfelt. What do you?
I mean, the fact that you end capped it with, you know, bookended it really with laughter on his end.
You know what? Fuck people with Parkinson's. Now that I think about it,
Come on, we were making headway here.
I don't even like Michael J. Fox that much.
No,
like,
you can't say that. He's a heartfelt American sweetheart.
I feel like he was a sex pervert. No one knows it. Like,
I'm not gonna lie.
No one says anything because he was like, I didn't mean to grope you. It was Parkinson's.
I bet you he whipped his donger out and was just like, he definitely shook it all around. But you know what I mean? Like,
that's what it's all about.
Moving on.
Different strokes it takes.
I am on shaky ground. You're right. Damn, that's good.
Samantha's making on it. Fox jokes over here. God damn it, Samantha. Good. You're supposed to be the good one.
That was good.
Can I ask you guys, like, on the real, hey, Sam, I love you, but I only saw very peripherally about fucking Real Radio. What happened?
Samantha doesn't work for Real Radio.
God damn, you're
whatever
dumb.
The fuck it
god
was.
Damn, you're dumb, Ty.
Samantha got fired from Tom and Dan for sex pervert stuff.
Yeah, sex pervert stuff. Yeah, she kept whipping her titties out in the middle of her day job.
She's making everybody feel uncomfortable.
They almost got kicked off.
They had to fire her.
Yeah, they almost got kicked off at Twitch. They had to write a whole thing.
They had to make a public apology on Twitch to Twitch.
Mm. Sam leverages those titties. I can't blame her though.
In all seriousness, she did go out on her own, and she wants to basically, you know. She needs all the support that she can get. So
was that all hoopla?
There were other people released from Real Radio.
There was a round of layoffs. They basically took every show down to 3 full-time cast members.
Except basically the News Junkie.
There was a bunch of background layoffs.
I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, there was a bunch of background layoffs, but there were also like on-air media or on-air talent got let go. Basically, every show got downsized.
The only two that you might know would be Carlos from the Monsters, used to be Black Bean. He's now gone. And then Ross spelled like sauce, who we've had on our show. He's also laid off. So, support Ross, support Samantha, semanticspodcast.com. is probably where you could do that. Semantics Media. Yeah. Just type that in. Support her. She needs your help.
She got that Patreon too.
Yeah. Do that. Get on that Patreon. She actually does release fun stuff on her Patreon. You know, we should look into doing that and releasing stuff that people pay for, and then we could maybe get more Patreon people. I've just a thought.
I don't think that's how that works.
No. I mean, that's why I always say just donate on the page. You know, I don't know. It's a
just put your
silly
money.
Idea.
Just give us money on. We're not going to release. Yeah, stuff. Right. Just give us money.
Well, that's my life. That's my life goal. Is just give me money. I don't want to do anything really. Just give money to me.
I'll talk a little bit.
Yeah, I'll give you.
I'll give you a standard
Owen Flight Lounge hobnob. I will give you a hobnob.
Oh yeah.
And then we'll be, you know, then we'll be even when you give me money. So hobnob money, you know, money hobnob. That's the way.
I want a hobnob and then I think I'm going to get on that hobnob and money train.
You can't do it as good as me though. Ty.
Well, I'm gonna learn from you and then grift my way behind you in your wake.
Well, then I'll need a percentage of your hobnob money. If I teach you, then I'm gonna need a percentage of your hobnobbing. And then, Ty, I'll need all of your hobnobs.
I'm the hobnob master over here.
Are you a hobnobber?
You're below my pyramid.
Wait a minute.
And by the way, Owen, I'm going to learn from the shadows while I'm doing my own hobnobbery.
Oh, you're going to take your own, you're going to branch off, do your own hobnobcast?
Only a real hobnob.
Of course.
Jeez. I don't know about this, guys. I mean, this is...
You're going to have to do a solo hobnob.
I can hobnob on my own all I want. I've been hobnob...
Oh, no, I'll still be here.
Yeah, Ty will still be here. Yeah, it's fine.
But Ty's going to be on Hobnobcast?
Yeah.
Hobcast?
Yeah.
Well, I'm starting Knobcast, okay?
Well, that's...
It's going to be way cooler. It's going to have dicks.
Knobcast is, I think, what Mark Hales calls this. Anybody in the UK.
Mark.
He probably calls this Knobcast, I would
that's
assume.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, I like that name.
Actually, can we... I'm going to write that down for a segment called Knobcast.
Knobcast? All right, let's do it. Let's talk about this. My mom is getting into town tomorrow. She is Mother Butler is currently in North Carolina. She will be flying down tomorrow, and I will be picking her up around 2:30. Should all flights, you know, be on time? She doesn't have airport Butler. Lounge, you know, privileges.
Mama
so.
Butler.
Let's just cross our fingers that the flight's on time.
Mama Butler.
I wish I could show you, but I can't really turn the cameras around. But right now, where you usually sit on the fart couch.
Shot so many. You're gonna let her sleep on that couch when I've shot so many hot farts in it.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the only place I can do. I've got the
futon. She can't sleep in your swank living room. Hell no.
I got the futon laid out. I put some sheets on it. It's fine. You know,
it's fine. It'll be great.
I sprayed some Osium. You know.
That's serious.
In all seriousness, me and Teresa have been cleaning the house like all fucking day. You know how it is. Like, our house is never gross, but you just, when you have company, you have someone staying with you, you go a little over the top. You do all these types of things, right?
But especially your mom.
Oh, yeah. Especially your mom. So what I was going to ask, we don't really have any like super big plans. I've only got her for a couple days. What do you guys think I should do with my mom? And also on top of that, my mom did say, she's like, oh, if my knee's up for it, I'd be good. Let's do a bar hopping thing.
That sounds awesome.
So where do I take her bar hopping and show her the real Orlando? She said walk around Lake Eola, but I'm like, Mom, we're just going to get accosted by swans and bums.
Homeless.
And
the unhomed, sorry, unhoused.
Yeah, no, they're bums. I call them what, a spade a spade. And
yeah, it's still a fun walk, whatever.
I don't think you're actually allowed to say that.
What? Spade or bums?
Whoa, bro, come...
What about
it's a racist term.
I don't believe it is. And I just.
Hey, man, I'm sensitive to that shit, but like.
Spade.
No, a spade is a spade. I don't think that has shit to do with.
Well, they're not talking about shovels and they ain't talking about cars.
It's definitely talking about shovels. It's not talking about black people. A spade.
That is what they're talking
about. No, a spade's a spade.
That's not where that came from.
What?
Let's look up the etymology of
a spade's a spade. I don't think it's racist. I've been using that all my life. Yeah. Now you're gonna take that away from me. They're taking everything away from us. But yeah, where do I take where do I go bar hopping with my mom? What do you think,
Mike? You know, as much as I didn't regularly go to Wally's, I don't know why I'm thinking of Wally's right away.
Okay, I could take her to Wally's. It's all fancy.
Just for shits and giggles.
It's all fancy
Is
now,
it so
though.
Fancy?
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, it dates back to the 16th century. It might have been co-opted as a racist coin term phrase, but
in the 16th century.
Don't you co-opt my vocabulary, sir?
I'm not a racist, so I didn't co-opt anything.
Well, I'm not a racist either, and you're saying, well, on this one, I didn't mean it in the racist way. That's So
I'd like to refer to you to some of the clips that will be coming out. The Wandering Jew segment.
That's a plant, though. You can't. It's been in that name.
You can't call a spade if you're talking about a wandering Jew.
Right? Oh. See, yeah, yeah.
Segue to a new thing.
Well, I just wanted to get your opinions on what I should do with my mom, where I should go with my mom.
Yeah.
I would say take her to Kladow.
That's the first night. First night we're doing that. First night.
Yeah.
What days? What day?
Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday night, and then she flies out early Sunday. I said she couldn't stay more than 3 days.
Owen, I get off a little early on Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go grab a beer with your mom.
Well, actually, on Saturday night, that's night one of WrestleMania, so I'm going to be grilling at the house. And
I'll come over and I'll watch a little bit of WrestleMania.
Yeah, you can come over, meet your mom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She'd love to meet you. Come over. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bluegrass.
I'll definitely stop by for a beer.
Bluegrass Festival this Saturday. What? Yeah, my Welsh mother would love that. Like blue. Well, I'm not going to no bluegrass festival. Silly. It's all
sounds
that,
like a good time.
They do. Don't they do all that clogging? I'm
clogging.
Yeah, they do clogging at them. I'm anti clogs.
Clogs are awesome. What is wrong with you? But
WrestleMania
also,
party at Owen.
You guys can come by. I mean, I'll set up the screen outside. We'll throw some you know dogs on the grill. We will have a good old time. Yeah, I bought a new grill too. Put that together yesterday. That was a pain in the ass.
I have a feeling you still tried to tapcon it.
I did use the drill. I did. I have to get the drill.
He tried to put it on the wall.
Yeah. It's hanging upside down right now. I don't know how well it's going to work, but it's on the ceiling. It looks cool.
It looks cool.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Made it into a chandelier. Oh, man. Maybe it'll cook some meat.
I haven't been tapconning as much, guys, but you know what, though?
There's no available wall space left.
When I was in Texas, though, there was a handyman doing some stuff in the hotel and he was using some tap guns. I looked down, I'm like, I said to him, "Hey man, how's it going?" I'm like, he's like, "Oh yeah, you're just doing this." I'm like, "Tap cons, right?" He's like, "Yep."
God damn it, Owen.
He knew what was up. He's a tap con guy.
Samantha is suggesting you guys could go ride a mechanical bull at Rock Pit Brewing on Saturday.
Okay, I don't know if that'd be good for my mom's knees or her ailments as a 70-year-old
woman. But she could watch you get your ass thrown around.
I'd be so good at that, though. I'd somehow
Mama Butler rules at riding.
Oh, and you do know that I think my mechanical. Well, I rode a mechanical shark, so it's okay. A little different.
I've never been on any of them.
I do believe I was
it's
in the mid
fun,
sixes.
That's
a mid six ride.
That's a pretty good one, right? Isn't the? Aren't you supposed to be? What is it in the rodeo?
It's like
thing?
An 8 second eight? On like a live bull.
Remember there yeah. was okay totally tangenting here, but remember once upon a time in downtown Orlando there was a club called 8 seconds. Do you remember this
I
was,
think so
this was maybe. A little before our time living in Orlando or being old enough to drink probably like but I have an older neighbor and she used to bartend out there. And she was telling me that she used to work out there and they used to bring in live bulls into the fucking club and they would have straight up like rodeos with real bulls inside 8 seconds. That could be complete bullshit, but someone looked that up. 8 seconds Orlando. I'm pretty sure it was like this country. It was like a country. I never went there, but country like bar.
Yo, for real. Did you guys go to Cowboys when you were young?
I did once in my Full Sail years. We went there, and if I remember,
that was probably my introduction too. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, Cowboys had a half and half thing, where half of it was country, but then half of it was hip hop, like in
kind of sort of mix and match. But yeah,
Well, I went and hung with my brothers in the hip hop spot. Like I was hanging out there. I wasn't.
Yo, Cowboys Nights were crazy though. Like that shit opened my mind to a different world. It was fun. Okay. You guys know who Kissa Von Adams is? She's like Orlando local, but also like low key burlesque famous.
That's the chick that married Jesse James. That was the racist.
Jesse James,
the motorcycle guy.
I don't know if that's true or not.
She has she had the tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But she was with
Vaughn something. Vaughn
guitar guy Vaughn, for a long time.
Vaughn something. Vaughn, what was her name? Vaughn
something? Von Adams.
Yeah, she was the racist one.
I don't know if that's that part's true.
I think
or not.
So. I think she had Nazi memorabilia and they took pictures, her and the motorcycle.
Sam said that was Kat Von D.
Oh.
Tattoo artist. Different lady.
That's a whole
She's a Christian now.
Okay, yeah. I thought, who is this one you're talking about? Who's the other racist you're talking about?
Man, look up Kissa Von Adams on anything, Insta, fucking Facebook. You'll see her burlesque brilliance. But I think she dated the guy from Slipknot, the guitarist, for ages.
Okay.
And she's like, like I said, it's like low key famous in that world, in that realm.
In what world?
Burlesque.
Oh, I thought, I thought you were talking about bull riding or something still.
Oh, yeah. So cowboys. Yeah, that was the first time. I think she bartended there when I had first gone there a few times. And it was okay. Like, God damn, what is that about? But they also had a bull riding thing on occasion that was crazy. I don't know, man. That place was wild because you're right. Like half of it was kind of like super ghetto.
Okay.
Also... super cowboy shit.
Yeah. Samantha's also saying that there was another one, Jesse Von Blacks or something. Oh, shit. My shit froze.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Sam was calling.
No. I knocked a thing and it froze the thing. But it's okay. We'll get it back. Just bear with me. The cameras just went down for a second. But Jesse Blacks, I don't remember that one. Was that the same concept?
I don't think I know that one either. I'm not sure.
Where was Cowboys?
Cowboys is like off of OBT, kind of not in the pure ghetto, but close.
There was one up near Longwood, I think is the one that I'm thinking of. Maybe it was a different place. Maybe I never went to Cowboys. I don't. Jesse Blacks was on Oak Ridge. Oh, so that was the hood. Oak Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hood, right? Oak Ridge?
Man, one of my first apartments was right off Oak Ridge.
I lived
in the ghetto for a little while.
I never had to live out there, thankfully. Curry Ford and Goldenrod. That was probably the... No, I had a few
That's
shady
not even
ones.
Bad.
It was kind of shady. That was right before I think I met you, Ty, because I had moved in my current place from there. I lived in a bunch of shitholes though, up and down. Goldenrod was my that was my alley. I lived in pretty much all of the shitholes on Goldenrod. The park. Yeah. What was that one? Oh man.
Oh, I was Whispering Springs. That was like off.
That was off Cimarron. Oh, that was the fancy one. Whispering Springs. Your parents
I don't
had,
think it was fancy.
Oh, it was Crane's Landing. That was my first one. Crane's Landing. Oh, yeah, man. We used to do good parties over there.
I got laid over there a lot.
Oh, yeah. We probably were at a bunch of the same parties and shit. Like,
dude,
we just never knew each other.
Right. I've told it on the show, but the craziest shit I ever saw was at one of those parties at fucking Crane's Landing. And there was a girl that came like all dommed out. And she brought like a fucking like thing to get tied to and do lashings and shit. Like,
what the fuck, Ty?
Okay.
And then she precursored all this while people are showing up. She pulls up her website. She's like, check out all this porn I do. And it was like, what the fuck is going on?
Okay.
At this party?
I mean, that's more intense than the parties I had.
That shit was wild. Unexpected wild.
The parties I went to when I was young were either house parties in Titusville or Mims, woods parties in Mims, or on occasion we would drive over to Orlando, go to the large apartment complexes right next to UCF, and just drive in, park wherever the hell we could park,
and crash parties.
And then just go into parties, steal as much silverware as we could.
Ah, silverware, you sons of bitches.
Do that in like 8 or 9 houses, throw it all in the dumpster, and at the end of the night, drive back to Titusville with people's alcohol and all their silverware.
Yeah, I did have some weird, you know, maybe you were at some of my parties, because I had some weird shit that was definitely stolen, like, during my times, like... A dartboard was stolen, like a whole dartboard someone just walked off with. There's lots of. We used to do like these triple level parties because we had a like 3-floor apartment complex, right? So like I knew my neighbors, I was in the middle. I knew my neighbors below me and I knew my neighbors above me. And we used to basically like just open all the doors and you could go up and in between all the different levels.
Yeah, I was at this motherfucker. I guarantee.
Yeah. We used to do that all the time. And then we also, on New Year's, we had rivals that also did the same thing across the complex. That this is the one you probably were at. We never knew their names. All we knew is, because I lived there for 3 years, all I knew is, which is kind of sad, like living in that place for 3 years, to be honest with you, but yeah, like this, they had the same thing going. They would do the same. They started after us, but they got our idea, and they would do the same party. And then we had sort of rival parties that would happen, and it was across the way. Like you could see their party. Like wasn't that far, right? Like like cul-de-sac-ish type distance, I guess.
People
right?
Go back and forth.
And we like, did, and go, we kind of did. We would send delegates over, and they would send delegates over, and we would like, hey, we're out of like this, we're out of this. But on New Year's or 4th of July, it happened anytime there was fireworks, we would have firework battles against them from balcony to balcony. And so
I was there. Dangerous. This is where we met.
This is where we met. We probably did. We probably met. We
shot fireworks at each other.
Yeah, we probably did shoot fireworks at each other when we were, 19 or whatever else. Good times. Hmm. Speaking of parties and drugs, sounds like P. Diddy's got himself really into it, huh? P. Diddy.
Even looked into this shit. I caught wind of it, but I haven't read anything. I thought it was like kid diddling shit. Is that what happened?
I think there's elements of it, yeah.
Some diddling and some sex trafficking.
Some pretty forcing.
Drugs?
No, I think there was also some like forcing artists to like perform sex at like using his power to kind of like force
his
people.
Diddy power.
He used his. I don't know if he's as bad as Vince McMahon because I haven't heard that he shat on anybody's head yet. But I'm
same
thinking,
thing all three fucking drugs, gun, and sex.
Yeah, it does sound like this dude's in for like this dude's pretty much shit fucked, and I think that he could be
doing. The moment all this stuff came out and all these federal agencies like raided his properties, he hopped on a private jet and just dipped out to some island that doesn't extradite people, I assume.
Oh, is this the Diddy Island?
It's some country that just is like, yeah, we don't extradite people.
Well,
that's cool.
That's kind of suspicious in and of itself, right? Like he already
It's not an innocent guy thing to do.
No. And it's kind of one of those things. It's like he already had this plan, like knowing that when the day came, he's like, all right.
So he's gone right now. He's still out.
I think that's what Mike's saying. Yeah, he's on this island.
Yeah, I think he just dipped out and was like, I'm gonna go hang out on this island for a while.
That's crazy, though. I mean,
there's also rumors that like Jay-Z was, a part of all. Like,
I wouldn't put it past him. The ghost of Biggie's up there. Fucking Mace is definitely involved. Mace for sure.
Remember, dead guy.
Mace. He's not dead, is he?
Apparently, Samantha's saying Russell Simmons did this years ago and is hiding out in Bali.
Russell Simmons. I didn't know he was hiding out.
He ain't in America.
Sleepy ass. I used to always think that he was half asleep when he rapped. Macy's you could never understand it. He was mumbled and like fucking like slow as boring as shit. But Mace became a preacher, I want to say. He got out of the rap game, and now he's like a preacher down in Georgia somewhere, I want to say.
Well, and Samantha says that Mace will testify against him for sure.
What the fuck does she know? Well, I guess she does read all this crap.
She stays up on all this. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. If anybody does probably know, it'd probably be her. But the thing that intrigued me the most, I mean, any celebrity now, let's be honest, any celebrity that gets caught doing something like awful, right? Like, that's why I joked about the Michael J. Fox thing earlier. It's like, really, how can you hate him? He's such an innocent guy. He probably never did, like, would hurt a fly. But in this day and age, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not surprised with anybody in any sort of celebrity status that you find out later on did some, like, used their leverage to do some heinous shit, right? Like, it's, and it's, because it's just happened so many times, right? And we went... It's only, like, what's interesting to me, too, is it's only seemingly, like, increased in, like, severity. Like, when this thing first started happening, it was, like, Louis C.K., can I jerk off in front of you, basically? Like, and now it's, like, you know, now it's, like, sex trafficking and, like, it's just gotten, like, whoa, like, way out of hand. Is there anybody you'd be actually surprised with at this point? Like, I don't know that anybody's innocent. Like,
Michael, if Michael Cera, if they're like, Michael Cera was like,
oh,
sex trafficking. No,
oh, wouldn't surprise me at all.
Woman.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. Wouldn't say that kid's got a fucking, I don't know. He's got a real, something behind them eyes. There's something about his face where I just untrustworthy.
Oh, what? Okay. What if it came out that Weird Al was actually?
I believe it. Nope. Totally believe it. Like, it would make sense. He's fucking Weird Al. He was telling you the whole goddamn time.
No way. Weird Al's innocent as shit.
Nope. Don't.
Okay. All right.
Weird Al is a narcissist, by the way. And I've heard stories. My friend Hugh, you guys know Hugh, met Weird Al. And he swears up and down that this story is true. Met him in a bar in L.A. when Hugh was living out in L.A. And he went and tried to get an autograph from him. And because his legitimate, one of his best friends back home in Georgia was the biggest Weird Al fan. Now, Hugh wasn't like the biggest fan of Weird Al, but he's like, yeah, okay, cool. I'll get an autograph for my friend back home. So he's like, can you make it out? Can I get an autograph? Can you make sure, you know, whatever. Can you make it out to John? My friend back home is a huge fan. And Weird Al would not accept that Hugh wasn't John. And he had to show him his ID. And he still didn't believe him. Like, because, oh, you're just trying to see you're getting this for your friend. You're trying to be cool. Weird Al thought that he wanted it. And he's like, no, I really just want it from. So Weird Al, based upon that story, seems like he could be a real bit of a dick.
And... All right, Owen, here's one that would floor you.
Who?
What if it came out? Steve Irwin.
Nope, not surprised. Wouldn't be surprised at all.
Why? Because he's so good?
I just feel like...
There's got to be a demon. There's got to be a demon in there somewhere.
Yep. That's what I think. That's what I... First off, by the way, when you first said that, I thought you meant Steve Urkel, but it does apply for both of them.
Okay, so I could understand if Urkel was some sort of weird foot pervert.
Especially like any type of child star, right? You're automatically going to be like, yeah, that tracks. Like, yeah.
And Samantha, I do think you're right. I think Irwin was a freak in the bed. I think he got animal style.
Well, dude, imagine there's doggy style. Imagine all the other styles he knows.
Like, he knows all of them.
He knows all the styles.
Every animal style.
Yeah, exactly. So he's...
Yeah, dude, it would be very, I guess it is so weird to know that, like, there are so many people from, you know, the years of growing up that have just come, that it's coming out. It's like, yep, this guy was a fucking pervert. Oh, yeah. This guy, a molester, sexual deviant.
Well, it's like they're constantly all the, like, the Epstein conspiracy theories, right? Who was on the island and all that. And you'll hear Tom, like in the QAnon, like, nutcase groups, right? They're always saying Tom Hanks is involved in all this. And at first, it's like, oh, no, Tom Hanks, America's kind of sweetheart. But deep down, I don't know, man. What if I wouldn't be that surprised? Like, it's just kind of like,
I mean,
what's his name? The pumpkins
never
guy?
Never go full targ. I think that kind of really speaks to Tom Hanks' true nature.
That's true.
Are you saying he was sleeping with Downies?
No, I think because he went full targ, has a darker streak.
How do you get away with saying that? Wait a minute. You can't get away with saying that. If you guys are chastising.
That's fully accepted nomenclature.
Wait. Samantha's saying that Hanks is sus. He's had a lot of young girls and problematic people at his game nights.
Yeah, bro.
Game nights.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put it past the old Hanks-a-Rooney there. David S. Pumpkins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't get to be David S. Pumpkins without a little bit of creepery.
And you know he does that at his game nights. He pulls the pumpkins. Yeah, no, he pulls the pumpkins and he's like, any questions? Because as he whips his dick out, any questions? You know, I could see it happening.
He's like a gray-haired old man now, isn't he?
I feel like, okay, that's awesome. I feel like Alex Trebek wouldn't have had time for that shit. Like, I feel like he might have been like, he was just like a playa, you know, but I don't think
Trebek would have been like full Dom.
Yeah. You think so? Okay. What about
he's a controller.
I see Pat Sajak doing a lot of drugs off of women's titties like that.
Off of Vanna's titties.
Probably.
At least a bunch.
I mean, clearly, trying to think of who is like, what about, Drew Carey? Nah, he would be a piece of shit. Yeah, for sure. He would be, I wouldn't be, or just, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised, right? Like, if you.
Drew Carey has some weird specific kink, though. It's, like, real specific.
Yeah. Like, eats toenails or something.
That have been fired and their shoe is lost.
No, it's women like Myra from the Drew Carey Show.
Yeah.
You know, shit on Drew Carey and Sam.
I tell you, there's some people where I'd be like, I would be surprised but could still see it. Like, what about like a Jon Stewart? You found out he was into some like fucking underage.
No, I feel like Jon Stewart's the most boring.
I do too.
Sex life.
That's what. Yeah, that's why I don't
he
really
talks see a lot. Yeah, during sex.
Yeah. Now Jerry Seinfeld, I feel like I wouldn't be surprised.
He eats cereal all the time while he's fucking.
Costanza, I really hate this. Costanza. Just so you know, it's really annoying, but also it feels great. But I hate this.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'll think of maybe some later. Let's try and find the most innocent person.
What the fuck? So Sam far, is getting on the research. Look at this shit. What?
Oh,
is
she
that really?
She probably knows. She knows all this stuff. This is.
Drew Carey has a sex dungeon with a creepy mattress.
Right. She's essentially.
Seinfeld dated a high school girl.
Can you tell she's like not done her producing job in a while? She's like, oh my God, I got it. It's like muscle memory. She does it. But she is helping me prove my point that it's everybody's got in Hollywood seemingly has this like dark, twisted past. It's got some skeleton in the closet. Who's the one that does it? Well, we'll keep this game going through the entire show. I feel like Jon Stewart right now is the person I would say is the least scummy of anybody that we have mentioned. Would we be in agreement on that?
What if it came out that Bob Ross had
I can see it with him though too, man. I feel like I've heard a story about Bob Ross actually like being.
He likes squirrels.
I don't know. Bob, she's saying it's everyone. Okay. That's fair.
I don't think you get to be famous anymore without. I think when you, it's kind of like Cat Williams said, I think when you hit a certain level of fame and notoriety,
you gotta,
the people that
you gotta
run
suck
things
a dick,
come to
or
you.
You gotta get your dick or make someone suck your dick. It's the rule.
Bro, it's like you have to go and you have to hey, man, you got to come to this party and hang out with a bunch of kids so we can have some damning evidence on you to ruin your career whenever we want.
No, you might be onto something with that. That's it's not the worst. I mean, it is the worst theory, but it's not the worst theory, if you know what I mean when I'm saying that. But yeah, it's some twisted shit. And I think you might actually, that's probably true with like politicians. It's probably true with anybody of any sort of like, you know, power, right? Like it's. Let's get off that because there's a fun part of the Diddy arrest thing, all right, that I wanted to bring up. There's a fun part. Now, I'm not big
popcorn and, free popcorn.
No. I'm not big into hard drugs anymore, you know, or whatnot. Like but this, like, I was like, wait a minute, this sounds interesting. So there was a drug mule that I believe like has come forward. It's like, I don't know what the whole story, but some chick in Miami used to bring Diddy his drugs. And now she's coming forward. I think her name is something Miami. I don't know. That's not my world. Right. But, but she was bringing him what has been now described as it's called. And this is a street drug that I had not heard of. But have you guys heard of pink cocaine?
No.
Look it up. Someone do the research.
Is it just pure cocaine?
No. It's not even cocaine. That's the thing. It's called pink cocaine. I want to say when I read it, if my memory serves, it's a mixture of course, food coloring to make it pink, right? But then we got, I believe it is ketamine, MDMA, and caffeine for some reason is a new substance that the kids are doing that they call pink cocaine.
Is Diddy selling this? How do I get that? That sounds kind of good.
Young Miami is a rapper. That was the chick. So yeah, Sam's confirming there.
A 2CB pink cocaine is a synthetic drug.
2C. All right. See, I never heard that either.
2CB. Yeah.
2CB, so like the letter B, like the
initially,
like 2CTUCI and then the letter B. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's 2C-B.
Oh, this is too complicated.
So originally it was,
just give me the pink cocaine.
Initially it was made to treat erectile dysfunction and enhance libido. But it was so harmful to consume, and like there was no real good medical use for it. So they outlawed it.
Okay. Sam's saying it's a combination of ecstasy and cocaine, but I heard there's definitely ketamine in there. Yeah. That's the one I read, SJ. Pink food coloring, strawberry flavoring, ketamine, caffeine, and 2CB. So 2CB is a separate chemical that's inside this mixture of pink cocaine. Is that right? Or is that the MDMA?
I would try both. I don't know.
All right. Well, pink cocaine, Ty, you're the world's worst drug dealer. You're the world's worst drug dealer. You will probably not be able to handle this, but I'm putting you on a mission.
Say what?
To get me the pink cocaine. Oh, dude, when you used to deal drugs, you were the worst. You used to,
I don't have any of this right now.
You'd never respond. The absolute worst. Oh, you guys, I think I lost them. There's a storm out there. Yeah. Oh, boy. I think I lost my connection with these guys.
Awful withdrawal symptoms.
Sorry, I lost you there. Go ahead and, if you don't mind, go ahead and restart that thought. I got this storm rolling through, and somehow my connection dropped out. Like I got DirecTV or some shit.
You're all good. I was reading up on pink cocaine. It doesn't give you any. It doesn't tell me exactly what is in it, because it's apparently like an actual drug. But it's got a lot of this, it's got the same like highly addictive nature as cocaine, but it's also got a super like hard and harsh withdrawal effect. And it's kind of long lasting.
So Diddy was doing that, man. Or he probably wasn't doing it. He's probably giving it to his sex slaves. That's probably what he was doing.
Apparently it's just super dangerous.
Sam does make a good point that it would be harder for you to get anything like that in Wisconsin, Ty. And then it just got me thinking, you know, pink cocaine is such a Miami like term or description for a drug, right? What would it be in Wisconsin? It'd be like, it would be like hops cocaine or something, or malt cocaine. It would be like the most like.
I doubt it'd be that different, in all honesty.
No, it would just be, you guys call it like, you call it the sausage crack. You know, it's.
I want some sausage crack.
Some sausage crack. It has a little, cheddar meth, you know, a little that.
Cheddar meth.
A nice sharp cheddar meth.
Sharp cheddar meth. It's yellow.
Oof.
You know, it looks like some people's teeth. You know, it's all just, it looks like straight tartar.
But it's real rich.
Yeah.
It's
delicious. And then some fucking like dairy ketamine or whatnot. I don't know what you guys got up there, but yep. Pink cocaine. That's a thing that exists. I did like your comment earlier, Ty. Or sorry, Mikey. Which one are you?
Mike.
Where am I?
Yeah. You were telling me before the show you almost spilled the beans to Ty that you had quite the incident at your place of work. What was it, today or yesterday?
No, on Easter.
Okay.
Sunday.
Oh, it was on even better. This incident happened on Easter Sunday.
Yeah. So, you know, it's Easter Sunday. It's normal day. You know, my boss had just stepped out. He had to run to the store to grab stuff real quick. So it's still kind of early in the morning, and you know, at my
Mike
place,
decides to go full helicopter for fucking 1 hour while his boss is out of the goddamn kitchen. Full helicopter.
He's got the risky business music on in the kitchen.
I come in just full copter.
Yeah.
Socks. Small sidebar. Our good friend Tom Van did say I was allowed to full helicopter.
I heard this
appreciation party, and so anyone who's going, please be aware. I was totally told I was allowed to do that.
I heard it. I think you have audio proof of that. You're in the clear.
I've got it downloaded and clipped.
In fact,
I can quote it.
In fact, Mikey, I would go as far as to say that this was more of less of like you can do it, and more like. You're encouraged to do it is what I was taking from this.
I believe I was literally asked
pretty much to. Yeah, they need to step this event up a little bit. So you're right. The next Tom and Dan event, make sure to check out the headlining act. Mikey's helicoptering.
Mikey's dick.
Please do it to like just if there's a karaoke setup, just. Please do the just take the soul records off to do the risky business.
I slide in with my dick out.
Yeah, please just that's the way we do it. That's the way we do it. We're giving away the show. Gotcha. We're giving away the show. Damn it. We're giving away the show. Anyway, what happened to work, buddy?
At my place of business, for those of you all that know where I'm at,
vegan chicken.
Yeah, I'm making vegan chicken sandwiches at Old Dharma Southern Chicken. It's delicious. If you know anything about the vegan community right now,
I know a lot about the vegan community. I know a lot about them.
So two vegan restaurants closed down within the last 6 months.
Armpit hair. A lot of armpit hair.
You're not wrong.
One of the things I know about the vegan community.
So we're doing pretty well considering that apparently vegan spots around town are literally closing their doors left and right.
That is honestly quite sad. Like I hate when businesses close and it's healthy food, so that sucks.
Well, ours isn't healthy at all.
True. Yeah, you kind of do say that.
We deep fry everything. It tastes delicious because it's deep fried. But, you know, given where we're at, we're on old Cheney Highway. There are nicer areas.
It's a shithole
of town. And you know, the morning traffic at our restaurant and the late night traffic at our restaurant share two things. The people that come in, they're a little dressed down, both in the morning and night.
Yeah. You don't get, you know, in the early mornings, you don't get your businessman commute. It's usually, what do you get? Some athletic joggers. You get some.
It's a lot. We get a lot of people in pajamas still. Okay. We get some workout gear, folks.
Are you shaming?
No, I'm not shaming at all. I'm about to tell you what was happening.
Okay.
But we do get some customers that come in, I don't know, a little less clothing than probably they should be wearing.
Okay.
And I'm not not a size thing. It's not a, I'm not shaming anybody.
Oh, no.
The attire is
a lot of jiggle in a small packet.
Not all. Well, oh yeah. Well, sometimes there's that.
Yeah.
But
a lot of meat jammed into a Ziploc bag.
Not that, but there people like to show up in comfortable clothing. Like I said, a lot of PJs, a lot of basketball shorts, a lot of workout uniforms.
Okay.
So a lot of comfortable clothing.
Sure.
Well, a woman came in to get a sandwich.
Are you behind the register at this point? Where are you at?
Well, I'm manning the register because my boss had run out to the store and was had been gone for a minute or two. And so I'm just at the front, basically. You know, it's the morning. We don't get a ton of traffic, but it's here and there. So I'm basically just waiting. There's nothing really for me to do. Prep's done for the day. So I'm just kind of, I got to wait on my boss to get back to do the prep thing that I need to do.
Right. You're just there. Out. You're just there behind the register, empty store, helicopter in your dick.
Yeah.
My guess is, do you have a no shirt, no shoes, no service sign or no?
We don't have one, but we do. We technically would appreciate it if you'd wear shoes.
Yeah.
And we definitely.
I'm
need
just
you
imagining.
To be clothed.
I feel like she's like missing the pants because pants isn't listed.
Nope.
No shirts, no shoes, no shirt.
I mean, she had on like small, like women's athletic shorts.
I was gonna say say she came in without any shoes on, and you said, "Ma'am, we don't allow customers in here without any shoes on," and she said, "Well, there ain't no sign, you know."
No,
like I've seen that happen before.
It's gonna happen.
A woman came in and she's got the small little like workout shorts on, and one of those like sleeveless like tank tops that you would work out in.
Okay,
but normally girls wear some sort of like undergarment. Under that, like it's the tank top with like the deep arm cutouts.
So like a leotard type thing.
Yeah, but it's loose. It's like a t-shirt that it just has them deep armholes. And you can see.
I think I know what you're talking about here.
And you know, she comes in and she goes to the bakery first. But you know, I'm the one, our like counter faces the door,
whereas the
bakery counter is kind of perpendicular to the door. So anytime you walk in the door, we usually greet you when you walk in. I'm like, "Oh, hello." And she's friendly and she greets me back. But when she turns.
So I lost you basically at the beat where, yes, it was. Fucking she walked up, thunder boom, my power went out. Sorry about that, guys. We should be back up and running now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mikey, she walks up and?
So she approaches my counter and, you know, in in ordering, you know, I have to give her the whole spiel because she's never really eaten with us. So I'm like, hey, you know, this is the menu. And so, like, if you're standing in front of me at the counter, the menu is like up and to your right on the wall. So, like, as I'm like telling her all the shit on the menu, she's like looking to me and then like looking up at the menu and looking to me and like, again,
it's just popping in.
No, it's out. It's just, and I'm just starting to see like areola and I'm like,
first off, was this or was this not? Was it a good titty? Was it a bad titty? Was this an attractive woman? Was
this six out of 10. 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Titty.
Six out of 10 titty. Unattractive. That's a win. Unattractive woman. I mean, 6 out of 10 titty is better than no titty.
Yeah. No, again, if it's the Moorhead scale, it's a 1. Yeah. I'd look at that titty.
Okay. Okay.
But, you know, as she's kind of like looking back and forth to the menu and like I'm explaining everything, I can see it's, I just want to note, do I have, should you say anything? You have to notice, right?
Your titty is out?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Do you fidget with your own titty so that maybe that person goes
you're trying to do the pull your shirt over the titty move?
Do I pull my shirt? My shirt like in a little bit, right? And I'm like,
I think
okay,
that's what you, yeah, I think you like do that.
I would be casual, like I'd
subtle,
be
like,
ma'am, it's cool if you're all about titties out, but your titties peeking, you should just,
that's
like,
not subtle. I'd be subtle, and then I'd tell her about her titty.
I'd be the opposite. I'd be the opposite. I'd be like, yo, this bitch's titty out. Yo, everybody, look. That titty.
Check out this titty. No,
I'm customer service master, man. I'm just saying, I could say titty to a girl 3 times and make her happy about it.
So again, it doesn't like, again, it's not like her whole breast is out, but her like the nipple, you have to imagine.
What age?
Mid to late 20s.
Okay.
I'm like, you've been in this, your body for some amount of time.
She's,
you have
gotta,
to know that your own,
she's
titty,
gotta know isn't her titty out, and she just doesn't care. Maybe that's it. Maybe
I was trying to think of it as like, it's got to be that it's like 10:30 in the morning, she just got up, like she's just coming to get food.
Who just gets up and goes down to the vegan fried chicken place?
our clientele,
go eat some fruit or something. I don't know.
No, the clientele we do get in there, they do tend to, they're pushing fashion and kind of fashion norms quite regularly.
Is that a nice way to say they look a bit homeless? What do we?
It's not even all homeless. There's a lot of people that, like, guys come in their, what, you know, those like workout tops that are, it basically the same thing as that woman, only the guys go even more to the extreme.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking
about.
Where
it's basically only like a tiny little sliver of a shirt.
Like, what's the point in wearing the shirt at a certain point?
Yeah, it's like, dude, the dude's pecs are like wide out and on display. Like, I can see a dude's nipple clear as day.
It's like it's like wrestlers in wrestling gear, right? Like, not to compare everything back to wrestling, but like, why do some dudes wear singlets? Why do some dudes wear, you know, like
just
pants or shorts
thong,
or
just the
Speedo or whatever, right? Like, it's a comfortability thing, I guess. I mean, I guess if you're working out, like, it's a restriction thing. Like, I'll allow it. But if you're just wearing it for fashion, now you're just a wrestling fan. Now you're me with cut-off t-shirts for no reason. You know, like it's, but own what you are. Like, it's fine with the wrestling fans. I don't really mind it, but
it's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so, I don't know. When I walk, I don't think I'd walk into a restaurant though, without like throwing on like a better shirt, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that was, you know, that was kind of my, you know, again, I'm trying to be respectful of this person who either doesn't care or doesn't know. and not really say anything or draw too much attention, but she didn't end up ordering anything and left. But I was like,
but
man, a couple more like points to the menu and a couple more. Oh yeah, I was trying to point out everything and I was going into some extra points to be like, and this, like, oh, make sure you look at this. Like, oh yeah, and this at this one. But yeah, at the end of the day, I was kind of like, man, like you just out here kind of hanging a TD out. Mm-hmm. One, applaud, you know, yeah. Always. But at the other side, it's like, this is definitely taking a change.
I think I'm for it.
Yeah, I mean.
So you know how I work parades, right? Quite frequently. I damn saw a woman breastfeeding her kid at the front of a parade catching beads. Like on the side, you know? But breast
like kid cradled next to the titty, like, and the other hand's like,
yeah,
snagging a bead.
Yeah,
I mean, all right.
She did already have a titty.
Yeah, yeah. It qualifies.
I do feel weird about looking at that though. Like, I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't do me nothing. Like when I see a breastfeeding kid, I don't like it.
I don't know. It's not as shocking as it used to be.
It used to kind of like take me aback. Definitely kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, now I see it all the time. Honestly, I see it all the time where I work. You know what I mean? Women just like middle of the line, like just, yep. Just bloop, bloop, like, and you know what? I guess.
Are they using blankets or are they just straight up?
I've seen both. Yeah,
I don't give a shit. Do whatever you want.
No, again, I don't care. I'm not. It doesn't offend me. I really don't have any feeling or opinion on it, other than like, it's definitely gotten more prevalent, and I don't care as much anymore.
I've heard
baby gotta eat.
I've heard some mothers give it that titty milk.
I mean, it's a cult.
I think it's just obviously a cultural thing, but it's also some way like some mothers feel like having a nice quiet space where the baby feeds is going to relax the baby, chill the baby, right? Rather than in the middle of a loud ass theme park. It's used to eating in a calm, like gentle place, right? So
I think that's setting the baby up for unrealistic expectations.
Possibly, but I also think there's other cultures where they treat their kids a lot more tough than we treat them up here or wherever, you know?
Do you think that's a bad thing?
No, I don't necessarily. Yeah. I think it's, you know, teaches the realities, but it's also like, I don't know. Like I can see both sides of it. It's interesting.
I say we do a little more roughhousing with babies.
You know what? I'm into it.
Throw them around a little bit.
Yeah. Kick the baby.
There's some kids that just like, you know, they'll be in a crowd and they'll dart out of nowhere. I feel like I should be like, I see them so many times a day. I feel like I should be allowed to trip one a day. Just put my foot out for one, just to send them fucking flying.
I would gladly trade one trip for two hip checks a day.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, there should be a check yourself allowance that goes with you.
Most kids are the perfect height for my hip to just like meet their shoulder.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and just the bomb. I could probably be slamming little.
Oh yeah.
Two little kids a day, just
you and your big bulldog ass, just like fucking crashing into them like a goddamn wrecking ball, bro. Yeah.
I'm a solid man. I'm a brick house.
You are a fucking wrecking ball with that ass.
You damn right.
Goddamn Yokozuna, bro.
Swinging that thing
like Big Van Vader did.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I'll give him the smash.
Yeah, bro. Let's talk about this and then we'll go to break. I did want to get your opinions we've got this eclipse coming up. What is it? Monday, the eclipse, I think. Monday? April 8th.
We're not in totality, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it'll be all right, though, you know. But there are people in certain areas of the world, like, first off, there's some students there's parents that want to get their kids off out of school for the eclipse, and they're like,
it's at night, you're not at fucking school, you dumb shits.
It's in the day for us, isn't it? I think it's like midday, bro. I think it is actually midday.
I thought eclipses had to happen.
That's a lunar. That's a lunar eclipse. This is a solar eclipse.
Oh, okay.
You can have either during the day, but yes.
Yeah. You
all
can.
Right, well, either way.
Yeah, this one's a solar eclipse.
What do you? Let's take the day off for school.
Yeah, they want
the
day
eclipse.
Off. Yeah, and now there's also prisoners in some prison somewhere that are suing the prison
because they won't.
Yeah, exactly, because they won't let them see the eclipse. They're saying it's
you're
like,
in prison. The eclipse is for the free people.
You know, that's a human rights issue right there. Our eclipse?
No, it's not. The eclipse is for people who don't live in cement prisons.
What about the stars, Mikey? Are you even allowed to see the stars?
Yeah, if you got a window.
Okay, well, you can see the eclipse, you know? Like,
yeah, bitch. Look out the
window. Your window points in the right spot, bitch.
Hey, guess what? We knew when the eclipse was coming. They're all, like, I don't know, very well researched and planned out. Maybe don't do crimes that have sentences that would have hauled you into the eclipse
window,
you dumb fuck.
You know what? You're right. If you care about it that much, you should probably not have done
that. You should have known, idiot. You shouldn't be in prison during the eclipse.
Yo, did you guys do the classic shit like back in like elementary school when you cut out the fucking thing and you go outside, you watch the eclipse?
I don't think we had
one. We made a jack-off box that we cut an eclipse slit in.
We never, I don't remember doing the hole in the
box. A jack-off
box,
you say? Jesus.
Well, that's not surprising. But, you know.
We did do that, though, like... I remember a couple times in like
skip right. Yeah, ignore him. Just ignore him. Like, just ignore his jack off box scenario. Like,
no, we made one of those eclipse boxes that has like the slit so you can like, be in it and like see the eclipse without having to wear glasses.
Yeah. That shit was fun.
Yeah.
I don't remember doing it. I don't think we did. I don't think I did that. We used to live in a school which was like, I've told you guys this before. My elementary school was built inside of a, well, it was like, they made a hill out of it. They poured dirt and they made a big hill on top of the school. So you could essentially just like walk on top of the building.
Oh, yeah.
One of them. And
that doesn't sound dangerous.
Well, it was like a bunker thing almost. Like it was built as like a tornado shelter type deal. It's actually pretty cool. Like, so we would go out and we would go and watch all the shuttle launches from the top of the school. It's like you're standing on the roof of the school watching the shuttle launch. We used to do that for all they. Yeah, they used to get all of us kids out for that. So, like, don't you think most...
The shuttle's cool, though.
Most classes are just going to be like, yeah, we'll take a... This is going to take, like, 5 minutes, guys. Like, we're going to go outside, and it's, like, we're going to look... Why do people think that it's going to take, like... This is going to be, like, the once-in-a-lifetime, like, four-hour event.
SJ says there's one in, like, the mid-2030s. Like, yeah. Listen, you guys will all be in either college or high school, or you'll be out on your own. Then you can watch the eclipse however the hell you want. No one cares.
All I'm saying is I've seen some partial eclipses in my time, and I've seen them, and every single one of them has been bullshit. This is the moon. This is the moon up to its old tricks.
Bunch of fucking he's a wanker.
He's a whack off, right? The moon is over here. Be like, look, I'm gonna tell him this is gonna be the dopest shit on. Like, you're gonna see because I'm gonna be like, woo, and then it's just like, all it is just like, yeah, okay, thanks, man. Like,
oh yeah, fucked up the sun for a little bit.
That's all you got. That's all you got. Like, yeah. So
and plus, you know what? You know what? I'd also like to say, traditionally, during all these eclipses, a bunch of weird cults do all their weird cult shit.
Yeah, I'm not in.
And that's just dumb as fuck.
Yeah, I don't have time.
It's a good time.
I don't have the time for any of that nonsense. That
guys, you obviously haven't had weird sex parties that are tied to cults.
You know what? I might not have had sex parties tied to cults, but I have hobnobbed. And I'm gonna hobnob my way into a break right now.
I've mingled at some soirees before.
I've done a fair amount of mingling too, but I'm more of a hobnobber than I am a fingerer.
Well, you know, I'm a man of the common people.
That's it.
I relate to them.
Yeah, me too. I get down there and everything. I will say it's been a fun, first half of the Ono Radio Show. Sorry about that brief interruption there. I can't do anything about the power grid. That is the one part that can't really have a backup on. So my apologies, but it's not really my fault. Much like it wasn't my fault that I didn't know that guy had Parkinson's. Thank you for listening to the first half of the Oh No Radio Show. Make sure to like our Patreon and all that and whatnot. Patreon.com/ONRS. If you're listening on the podcast feed, twitch.tv/ONRS live. YouTube, just find us at Oh No Media. Yeah, it's confusing. Ohno.media coming very soon. We thank you. And what do we say when we get out of here, boys?
Take your wiener out and put it in a dream.
Full helicopter dream.
Helicopter that dream.